This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to a very festive Terrace podcast special. I'm Graham Phillips, and as always, we're recording our Christmas special just ahead of Christmas, just to get you right in the mood for hanging out with your family for 6 hours before remembering that you don't really want to be there at all. Tonight, I'm joined by Andy Harrell. Hello, Andy, a regular on the Christmas podcast.
Hello, pleased to be back.
Buzzing. And unfortunately, Robert Bothell was not available this evening due to scheduling conflicts because he's a very busy and interesting man. So as a counter to that, we've got Gary Cocker. Hello, Gary.
Hello. I'm just going to try and fill Rob's shoes. Difficult with his gout, but I'll give it a go.
Just at a very funny angle now as well. Yeah. So tonight we will be running through some of our festive favourites, where we give presents to players and managers and personalities around Scottish football. We have a series of solids to be done in a festive theme before we pick our festive five-a-side team as well, which Gary seems very excited about. So do we want to start with the festive five-a-side?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, why not?
To me.
I'm just making sure that I still have my festive five-a-side list. I won't lie, some of these are incredibly forced, and it's also potentially the worst five-a-side team I've ever put together willingly.
So, I went solely for strikers, just because striker, I've got four strikers and one goalkeeper, because I'm just going to score goals because life's too short to not just score loads of goals. So, right, give us one, Gary. Give us your who's going in goals in your festive five-a-side team.
I've got someone who's technically, according to his union card, a goalkeeper. So I have the little Lord Jesus Laidlaw, his sweet head. Ross Laidlaw.
I'll jump in.
It only gets worse from here, trust me.
I've got Brett Dinglong Merrily on High.
Oh, that's better.
That's very good.
Dumbarton Stopper. Andy?
I don't have a goalkeeper. I'm just rushing. I don't have one. I couldn't find one. Because I've gone all lower league, which I mean should have actually made it much easier for me. But no, I don't have a goalkeeper. So
okay, we'll stick to who's going to go first then for you.
First in, I'm going with David Gold, Frankincense, and Murr. He'll have the first shot.
Very good.
Nice
team man, team player. The first of my four strikers. So I'm somewhat relatively sensible in that we're watching Aberdeen Rangers in the background here as well. I've got Santonio Colak.
That's pretty good. I was trying to think of Santa ones. Santa was a struggle.
I nearly went with Lump of Colak, but I didn't know if that was maybe.
That'd be the Terrace Podcast New Year Christmas special.
Oh, yeah, special. Yeah. Although, yeah, that would have counted for Christmas, I guess, or Santa, I suppose. That would have been good as well.
So my next one is it's the only defender I've got. He is doing what he pretty much has to do for his club side, given the number of injuries they have. So it is Stephen Wee Three Kingsley Orient R.
Are all yours ones where you have to sing, Gary?
One of them isn't. One of them isn't. But I'll desperately try and think of a song that includes this.
I've got Alfredo Aguirre.
Good, good. I'll go for Stephen Little Drummer Boyd.
Gary? Alan Power of Love.
So, yeah, good, good. I was talking about Power of Love.
I actually also have a little bit of a festive song on that theme as well, which we can come to bonus.
We'll round off the show with Gary singing to us. I think that's the only way to do it. I've got a real deep cut here in that I dived into Sufjan Stevens' Christmas collection for O Come, J. Emmanuel Thomas.
God, that's you haven't. It's going to appeal to the subsection of.
It's most of our audience, Andy. Most of our audience, I reckon.
That is true. Yeah. I'm going to go with it. Now I've gone non-league here, and I've gone with Mistletoe and David Syme. That's right. I definitely was trying to get a Mistletoe and Wine one, and had to find whoever possibly could that would drive my wine. So
excellent. Very, very good. Gary, I've got one left. So what have you got left, Gary?
I've got two. I've got Dylan Levitt Snow.
Levitt Snow. And my final one is Candy Cane Hester.
Good.
I don't have that. I've got Chris Candy Cane.
I've got Chris Candy Cane as well. Although can I just list off? I've got about another seven. Can I just list them off?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, please do.
In no particular order. So I have got Stirling's Adam Cummins from the snow, from the cold, sorry. Adam Cummins from the cold. A Blast from the Past and Demetrius Fruxilias the Snowman. So I think that rounds off my five. And then I've got substitutes Dante North Povara, Blair Yolog. I'm not sure this one works really. Zach Rudden, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Chris Candy Cane, which we talked about, Blaze Riley, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and possibly the worst of them all, Jamie Bar Jonas Brothers Christmas Single, because they did release a Christmas single at one point.
I do have a manager, Jim Gooking Wenceslas.
Good. Well, I've got a team name which isn't Scottish. But I've got my team are called Nagoya Krampus 8.
That's quite good. So there's a number of deep cuts in this as well, which I'm really
there's also probably my favourite Christmas joke in there as well, which is how did Gooking Wenceslas like his pizzas?
He couldn't claim it because he burnt his kitten.
No, close. No, it's deep pan crisp and even.
Wunderbar. Merry Christmas.
Just feel like there's going to be a lot of Gary singing in this podcast. We've already had a lot of it.
I'm
just looking forward to Gary playing us out, to be quite honest.
I feel like I'm handing over the torch here to Gary doing this. We did this for a few years and my well has run dry, so I'm glad Gary's stepped up to the plate.
Okay. Shall we move on to who are we gifting in the Scottish football leagues? Somebody start us off. Gary, who are you giving a present to?
So I have gifts for 9 of the 12 Premiership sides.
That's some going.
I've stuck in the top tier. So give me any side that is not Livingston, Ross County or Kilmarnock.
Aberdeen,
here we go. Ah, what do we have in our box here? I've got them loads of pairs of those Meta glasses, the vision goggles, the virtual reality things. Basically, the players will wear them when they're playing away, so to convince them that they're actually playing at Pittodrie, and that way Aberdeen will end up winning the league eventually, because it seems that their home record is sensational at the time of recording, and their away record is stinking. So Mark Zuckerberg is going to take Aberdeen to win the league.
I imagine Big Dave is on the phone to them right now as we speak.
It boggles my mind how bad those things are, like those Facebook things. Like, I find it very, very funny how bad the Meta, like, fake humans are. It's unbelievable how 1998 they look. Money that they're literally putting into it.
This is a Telfer and Sean-esque digression here, but have you seen the video of, I think it's the Boston Dynamics robots compared, going back 2009 to modern day? So you might remember these robots are the ones that, like, when they first released, they released a lot of videos of them.
Yeah.
And when they first released them, everyone was laughing, going, this is stupid. They're never going to do this again. And now, now it's like something out of
the Clone Wars. They move like the creatures out of Stranger Things. Genuinely terrifying. There was a clip a couple of months ago, which was, by the way, we've attached a gun to one of these. Like, lads, have you seen any films? Any films which relate to the sci-fi genre, anything along those sorts of lines, because you're all going to fucking die immediately as the robot is tired of jumping over boxes and falling over on its side. That just shoots fuck at you.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Andy, give us a gift.
So I am going to give Giovanni van Bronckhorst the gift of a stylist, because that is clearly where he went wrong at Rangers. It wasn't the fact that he wasn't really that good a manager or didn't really sign particularly good players. No, it was the fact that he didn't get all the players to wear the right brown brogues and suit and tie and everything. Now that Michael Beale's doing that, obviously, Barry Ferguson is absolutely beaming about it, and it's going to change things, despite the fact that the team continues to be absolutely guff, and we're not convinced Michael Beale is actually any good either. But I think that'll help Giovanni van Bronckhorst going forward, actually having some sense of style. I mean, I know he had style, but he clearly needs to.
He wasn't able to share that sense of style.
Yes, I know. If it wasn't going to be that, it would have been the tomato sauce or something else. But let's give him a stylist.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita!
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I along the similar sort of lines, is I've given Lee Johnson just a nice coat. Given for the entire season, I feel like I've seen him in about 15 or 16 different coats, and every single one of them has been absolutely howling. So the intention is just to give him one nice, classy one in there as well. So Andy, do you want to pick one for Gary, or do you want me to start going through the list that I've hastily put together of teams to ask him?
Alright, Gary, what about, I can't remember the three teams that you said not to ask about, but what about Hearts? Let's go with that, because we don't have enough Hearts content in this.
I've got them a multi-year membership for WordPress, given that they're going to relaunch that Japanese microsite. I want them to save a little bit of cash. They don't want them to have to be breaking into any cash cows. So, yep, they're getting a full all-singing, all-dancing WordPress membership that they can use for the next 6 months until they juke the guy, inevitably.
I've created what sounds like a bit of ultimately nightmare fuel, but what I want to do is put maybe six or seven footballers just in a box with a sort of plastic tray in it, everyone all wrapped up, so you can open it up and you just slide it out, just essentially like a big player selection box. Not a coffin, very clearly not a coffin here, just a big selection box of seven players. Some of them will be okay, some of them will be a crunchy, some of them will be a picnic. But ultimately, that's what Stevie Hamill needs, is just seven bodies. Doesn't matter who they are, how good they are, just as long as one or two of the things within the selection box are good, and the other five can be humpty ones that you'll eat about March time, because you just need to get through them.
See, I was going to give Motherwell Super Mario. Not a game, literally Super Mario. just to fix the various plumbing. Exactly, pop up. Maybe play them in at the back if they need to, but also mainly just to fix Fir Park, which has become a massive swimming pool.
Along those lines, we could just sign Rory McAllister, because he is a plumber and can score goals. Ultimately, yep. Solves two problems in one go. Fine. The suggestion is that he'd never become a full-time player because he makes so much off of plumbing. Problem solved. He's also a plumber. He's doing his plumbing during the day and then he turns up on a Saturday and bangs 2 in. Fine.
He's all people want.
Andy, what have we got?
I would like to give St Johnson fans and their local media a one-hour BBC show that every week that revolves solely around St Johnson.
And the fact they won a double.
Yes, and the fact they won a double. It starts and ends with the highlights of the two cup finals that they won, and in the middle they talk about other St Johnson things. But it's on BBC every week, and it means that they can stop moaning about the fact that nobody ever talks about St Johnson because they've got a dedicated hour. And it's really a present for everyone else, to be honest. But yeah, let's give that to St Johnson.
I was going to give St Johnson... It's actually a little bit of a sneaky gift. I was going to sneak under McDermott Park and create some oil deposits in the hope it might help them attract a new owner from overseas who may then actually put some money into the club.
Are you looking to time travel, essentially, and bury some dinosaurs underneath McDermott Park?
Yes, it's quite an expensive gift, and I hope that they really appreciate the effort that I'm putting into it.
Which means they'll just spend the money on like Hibs reserves still, a billionaire football club with.
Yeah, I was going to say I can't think of a team less suited to be run by billionaire foreign investors than St John's. To be honest, on that, I would quite like Raith Rovers to get a good owner at some point. I'm not sure that's going to happen either, based on the chat that's going on. Probably various people from Hong Kong and I can't remember what other countries that were interested in siphoning off money and laundering it through the club. But yeah.
I presume Winston Bogard's been linked, given he's been linked with every vacancy in Scottish football for the past 20 years, so he'll presumably be linked to the next Raith Rovers owner. Just give it an Elka till the end of the season, see what happens. Just come back to finish the job.
There's bound to be someone from Idaho that's really, really enjoyed the Geordie Munro song. There's bound to be a rich Idahoan out there for you.
Idahoan?
Yeah. Idahite.
No, Idahoan is probably right.
Idahites. All right, Gary, get us out of misery. What are Dundee United getting for Christmas?
They're getting absolutely nothing. So that is just their gift, absolutely nothing. I did think about giving them a check that would definitely bounce in the hope that they would then go and spend it. And
so you mean a true Dundee gift?
Yes, exactly. Sixpence in the pound, nothing more, nothing less. No, absolutely nothing, because I'm a bitter man, and even though it is the season to be festive and let bygones be bygones, can't let that happen all the time.
I am giving Queen of the South manager Willie Gibson a membership to Ocado Pro. Now that Willie Gibson's banned from his local Tesco, he can't go anymore. So ultimately, an Ocado Pro membership, do they deliver the Borders? Let's find out. Maybe just some sort of shop.
It's not the Borders, Graham. I'm sure we've had this debate umpteen times before in the past, but it is not the Borders. The Visa Gallery is not the Borders.
Anything south of Lanark is the Borders.
It's always used to be a big bugbear that Dumfries and Galloway was the Borders, but it's like the Borders is, I mean, they're both Tory, let's be honest, but the Borders
south of Lanark is the Borders.
Yes, aye. But it's like the Borders is rugby, so Dumfries and Galloway is still not really that rugby. Like the Borders is rugby and the Dumfries and Galloway is like mainly still football. That's the best way of defining it. Even though it's not really Queen of the South or Gretna or Annan. It's mainly regional Celtic, but that is football compared to Hoyt and Gala Shields and all those places.
Tories and Badger beating, it's the Borders. Moving on. And they give a gift.
Where have I got left? I don't have that many, actually. I'm going to go for... Actually, I had a Lee Johnson as well. I wanted him to get a likeable assistant manager. And it's sort of the same vibe as your one with the jacket. There's just something inherently annoying about Lee Johnson. It's both the look, it's the kind of EastEnders barrel boy kind of look, and just what he comes out with. And there's just something, he feels a bit of a fraud. So I kind of think if he got in somebody who was likeable and sort of good with the media and had a good couple of stories, then that would kind of maybe save his job for a period of time. As long as he could just stay at the media and stop from actually talking for in public for a while, that would probably help his case.
Magic. Gary, what else have we got?
For Rangers, similar to Andy's gift, I was going to just give them Timpson's loyalty cards. I imagine those brogues may need fix on regular occasions, particularly if results stay the same as they are right now. Going to the other side of Glasgow, I was going to give Ange Postecoglou another 2-week holiday back home, because I think he really needs a bit more time off just to get some perspective and chill out a bit, because he's getting a little bit... I think he's been reading too many blogs. He's getting a wee bit tetchy at the moment. So just go home, get some Australian sun, you know, come back, refresh, relax, and be the mate that you were promising to be at the start.
He's not coming back from it, is he? Like, there's only one way that they go. You know, I always thought he seemed a bit kind of Gordon Strachan vibe in that, he's a good laugh. He's, you know, he's got a laugh and a joke about him and whatever else. And actually then, as the grind of working for Celtic or Rangers kind of carries on, you just get more and more annoying and more recalcitrant and more rude to journalists and anyone who ever asks you a question. And it's like, there's only one way that it goes ultimately. Like, they don't come back the other way and go, I've had 3 months off or a month off and I'm chilled out again. It's just, they just get more and more angry to the point that they basically combust and they get sacked.
That actually works quite well with my next gift, whereas I'm going to give Alan McGregor a year's supply of CBD gummies. As a man that needs to fucking chill out. Yes, Alan McGregor, it might also help with his flexibility and shots will stop going directly over his head, a la Duke, earlier this evening.
I was going to gift Tony Fitzpatrick an immersive escape room experience in the hope that, for St Mirren fans at least, he stays in there for months on end, doesn't say anything about them reaching top six, and inevitably curse them into finishing seventh or eighth.
Could you not just put the entire St Mirren squad in there? A team who is in their glory days at the moment and haven't defeated Motherwell in either the 2021 or 2022 calendar year. You could put them all in there as a training exercise to try and escape the bottom six.
That's another option for them. I'll just give them the gift voucher and they can choose who's going to use it. It's not up to me. The only other one I had, which was in a fit of absolute, a mix of masochism and Christmas generosity, was a Paul McMullen Martin Boyle swap deal. Not because I want rid of Paul McMullen, but because we seem to have form for getting rid of an incredibly productive winger in return for absolute dreck from Hibs, and given that Martin Boyle's not going to be playing for the rest of the year, it would be par for the course. So I just wanted to repeat history a little bit, because you tend to repeat Christmas presents for some people.
Very good. Do we have any more gifts to give before we move on to doing solids for one another?
No,
I am out.
Magic. We have reached out to various members of the Theris community to provide us half a dozen solids to be done. A Christmas, a Terrace Podcast Christmas classic. So we'll get stuck right into them. We'll start off, I think it was from Duncan. For reasons that are never explained, there is a requirement for Scottish football to remake Love Actually, the worst film of all time. Who's playing which role in the Love Actually film? Andy, kick us off. You're a big movie man, give us it.
Do you want me just my list of who I've got?
Let's just go through yours. We go through Gary's. We go through mine.
Grand. Right. So I don't have everyone. I have to say the female characters in the film were something of a struggle. But all right. So I've gone for Neil Doncaster in the Hugh Grant role. Obviously the big boss. Sort of inherently is it sort of basically likable despite the what people around in the general public think. I could not find a Martin McCutcheon role. I simply do not know any of the staff at the SPFL that would fall into that category. So I can't go with that one.
Could name a couple, but it feels like a route.
Well, yeah. Anyway, I thought I'd reach out to him, but yeah, I don't think it was very fair.
Mean-spirited.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so don't have. I also thought I was trying to even at least find somebody who has like a singing career. I don't have anybody. So I tell you what, you could maybe get who's Ricky Foster's.
I thought Amy McDonald was the stick on that role. Yes, Amy McDonald. Yes. We need a woman in Scottish football. What about Amy McDonald? Done.
She's been on Sports Line before. Yeah, she'll do. Right, so Amy McDonald, that'll be fine. I've then got... So you've obviously got the Andrew Lincoln. And now, I don't remember any of the character names from this film, so I'm just purely going by who the actor was. But you've got the Andrew Lincoln kind of... The person who's trying to steal the wife away from his best friend's job. So I've gone with Lyndon Dykes. And Chiwetel Ejiofor's role, that can be Jim Thompson, obviously, given what happened with their relationship. And the Alan Rickman, older man with a penchant for a younger woman role, I've got Craig Brown. I always talk about, like, I've talked routinely over the years about Craig Brown and this, and I'm like, did that actually ever happen? And then I Googled it, and yes. They're out in the public, so that's fine. So the Bill Nye, Gregor Fisher sort of comedy double act role where, you know, they've kind of, they're the ones who bring a bit of a joy to the proceedings. That's Ally McCoist and John Champion. Colin Firth was kind of lovelorn. He had a son, and I think they went off to France or Italy, or maybe it was Italy, I think. So I've gone with Derek Ferguson and Lewis Ferguson there for the Colin Firth and whoever the son was. And I think that's my cast. As I say, I kind of struggled for some of the other roles here, but there's a few.
You went a bit deeper than I did, Andy. So I thought the most obvious man to lead the country, and what was... in hindsight, a relatively high point in the recent history. There was only one man. I went along the same sort of lines as you're thinking, but I've gone for Ally McCoist. Mm. Just a man that you really feel you can get behind, a man you can really feel you believe in, and despite occasionally bumbling into territory that maybe you shouldn't, we're fine with that as well. For Colin Firth's role of ending up in a country and feeling a bit awkward, not really sure of what you're doing, being a bit confused, getting a bit lost... I went for Derek Riordan after his chat about his time in China, which was essentially you couldn't nip down the street to go to Tesco, which I suppose he's absolutely right in that front. For the Bill Nye and Gregor Fisher role, I'm just pretending that age isn't really a thing, and that you need a singer for that. You need somebody that's gonna carry a tune. So I've got Christian Daly, a man who once led a band called Hooligan. A band so good that you cannot find any evidence of their music anywhere. Doesn't exist, but very much a singer and very definitely a lead singer. So he's got to be the man that carries it. And then the flip side to that has obviously got to be the yin to Christian Daly's yang, which can only be Bertie Vogts as well. So he kind of has the same sort of Gregor Fisher build as well. So yeah, we've got Bertie Vogts in there as well. And then in the Andrew Lincoln role of try steal your mate's missus, I've gone for Michael Gardine.
I did consider him, yes.
I had a version of what Andy had. So instead of having John Champion and Ally McCoist, I had Chris Sutton and Ally McCoist. Bill Nye's voice reminds me a little bit of Chris Sutton's.
I was going to say, which way round are you going with that? So yeah, Bill Nye's is Chris Sutton.
Yeah. I'm also saving Scottish money a little bit of money, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast the same player in two different roles. So... Colin Firth's character moves to Portugal, hoping to sort of just build, rebuild, start again, and inexplicably finds love there. Chris Marshall, his character goes to the United States, where he is again inexplicably adored by people. So just get Ryan Gold to play both of those characters, and it's absolutely fine. You're going to save money. You can have Lewis Morgan there as a stunt double if you need to for Chris Marshall's character. But yeah, that was as far as I got, because I was so pleased with myself for that I just basically gave up right away.
I think that's absolutely fine. You're woken in the night by the ghosts of Scottish football Christmases past, present and future. Who are they represented by and what do they show you?
The Ghost of Christmas Past for me is Tam Curran, who shows me an episode of his show Offside. After escaping that, I actually struggled a little bit with the Ghost of Christmas Present. I figured that what I should probably focus on is the fact that it seems to be a jolly time, and realising that, you know, you should really actually just appreciate what you have. And that's the main lesson there. So there I've just gone with going to Sean Byrne's house and watching him have Christmas dinner, because really we need to appreciate having him. And the Ghost of Christmas Future, I reckon they just take me to see St. Johnson getting moved out of McDermott Park as they build the super crematorium.
And gives you the whole smoky air to the whole thing as well. It's just corpses burning the whole time. It's round the clock burning of people in Perth. just like it was until the early 20th century.
So I see that, and then I just see the team basically pitching up in that Asda car park where Muirton used to be, just kicking the ball about there. So that's my slightly roundabout. I don't really learn any lessons from this, other than not to rewatch Offside, but that's my three ghosts.
I'll go to Perth.
Andy, bring me your three ghosts.
Yeah, so I've gone a bit more serious, but not that serious here, but what I'm thinking is that Scrooge fell out of love with Christmas, didn't he? Effectively, in the classic Charles Dickens book.
I love when you're pretending it's Dickens and not the Muppets. Fair play to you, Andy.
No, that's the thing, I was thinking of the Muppets as I was saying it as well. I wasn't even Dickens. I was literally thinking of Kermit the Frog. So in the Muppets Christmas Carol, Patrick Stewart falls out of love. Oh no, it's not Patrick Stewart, is it? It's what's his face? Not Tom Cruise.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Yes, thank you.
Tom Cruise. It's not Tom Cruise. No, wait, Andy. It's not Tom Cruise. It's in the Muppets Christmas Carol, where Tom Cruise plays Scrooge, does all his own stunts, and actually travels away with ghosts.
Like a 10-minute promo video of like him doing some sort of stunt off a motorbike.
Miss pick
in the back.
Goodness me.
Oh, anyway, that video is quite good. Anyway, back to the football.
Christmas Carol ghost protocol.
God, it's gonna be a real letdown. This compared to that image. Basically, my thinking on it was that in this one, I've fallen out of love with football, so that's where I'm going. I am the Michael Caine / Tom Cruise character in this. The Ghost of Christmas Past would be John Baird, who would take me back to the League Cup, the Challenge Cup final, where he scores the winning goal. I would have the Ghost of Christmas Present would be Lewis Vaughan, because he's about the main likable person at the Rovers at the moment. And the Ghost of Christmas Future would be Steve Clark, coming to me from somewhere in Germany with Scotland at the Euros, so that I don't lose hope and that I get my love of football back. So yeah, that is much more serious than the idea of Tom Cruise and Miss Piggy on a motorbike. But yeah,
we'd watch. I've gone a little bit different, and all three of my ghosts are actually Roger Mitchell. So the ghost of Christmas Past takes you back to the Satanta days, where they're building 10,000 seater stadiums, which are all completely full. Livingston are signing guys from Barcelona, or it's Livingston are signing ex Barcelona players, and they just take you around and show you how powerful and how strong Scottish football was at that time. It was about to become a massive, massive league. And then the Ghost of Christmas Future takes us into the future, and it's just a bunch of specky guys watching 3 minutes of football at a time, with everything streamed through your phone, but nobody actually at a game. It's all fucking empty and everyone's miserable and we all hate it. And the Ghost of Christmas Present is just right now. It's exactly right now, but you just, instead of sort of the Ghost of Christmas Present, and you find out the bad stuff that's happening, it's just wander around calling people cunt. and just making up stories for Twitter. So all well and good. Moving on to the next one, we have you're a VAR official with a dodgy memory. What gift should your loved one get you in order to make sure that you don't forget to award at least one penalty for handball in every game this season?
I really struggled with this one. The only thing I could really think of is one of those. I'm trying to think how to put this because it's a family podcast.
No, it's not.
Well, okay, it's not. But one of those sort of.
If you're playing this to your family, that's entirely right. That's entirely on you. You're making that decision. It's not my problem.
What I would do is, I think I would just get one of those remote controlled vibratory aids and just use that.
A vibrator or a vibratory aid?
A vibratory aid.
What's a vibratory aid?
It can be anything you like, really. But that's the only thing I could think of, because you're going to need something to remind you. So that's why I say I really struggled with this, because it seems like a pretty big step to take just to remember to give a VAR for handball. I'm really regretting going first here, because I feel like you guys have got
solutions to this. My gift is I'm physically gifting you Jim Goodwin, who was going to stand in the corner at all times. Because he's a man that understands what cheating and he's a man who understands what cheating is. He's a man who very clearly commits to very, very committed to the rules. He understands the rules and he knows the rules and he's very committed to them. So I've just gifted Jim Goodwin. He's a man that understands refereeing. It's absolutely fine.
I realised going through this that I forgot to do this one, but I would give somebody the gift of the Rangers penalty to Rangers gif. That would be it. That's all they need.
Now that's an NFT.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
The Rangers really did miss it. They did their NFTs. Why are you not doing penalty to Rangers as an NFT? That's a sensational way to make a ton of cash off dumplings. Yeah.
I mean, you have seen that Donald Trump's trading cards are now going for four times what they cost.
Are they?
To make or buy or whatever. And they get 10%. Of every resale.
It's taking about 25 years. My Pokemon cards haven't even made it that far yet. It's miserable. Your fiancé tells you she's pregnant, despite the fact that you are saving yourself for marriage. Which figures from Scottish football would you choose to appear as an angel and convince you to still go ahead with the wedding?
I went with Douglas Park, because he is in... a loveless / kind of hate marriage with the SPFL, but he also sort of loves the power that he holds over the SPFL as well. So as much as he's convinced that he doesn't like it, he can't really do without it either. So I think he'd be the one telling me just go for it. It's fine. You can moan as much as you like once you're in the marriage, but yeah, go for it and it'll be fine. Just pretend you don't like it.
I went with Craig Brown, partly because he's a perennial answer, but I also figure that if there's anyone who's going to hand out relationship advice in Scottish football, Craig Brown's probably the way to go. He was also in the Dundee 61-62 league winning squad, so I would listen to him.
Fair enough. I went for Craig Gordon, as he has that sort of ethereal appearance, and also that if you needed a bit of encouragement, he's big enough to just pick you up and barrel you down the aisle in any case. So yeah, Craig Gordon is my answer to that question. Yes. Scottish football is falling apart. You need three wise men to sort it out. Who do you choose to sort out the mess?
I
choose three men who... There's a lot of people who have opinions about Scottish football who'll come and tell you, if only we did this, if only we did that. Let's not listen to them. Let's get Rylan in.
Yep, number one.
Celebrity Stardust.
100%.
Already has involvement with the league in some way, shape or form.
He can probably Wales Mur. I don't know what Mur is, but it feels like the sort of thing that you would have some of.
Exactly. You're looking for someone with a lot of gold.
Yep.
So what you're probably looking for is a former apprentice contestant. I don't know about you, but I've been really impressed by Thomas Skinner's 5:30 a.m. steak pie and mash meals at Dino's Cafe at at Smithfield Markets in London.
Gary, tell me this. I don't know what this is. What's the context?
So, do you you might remember the guy who, huge West Ham fan.
The glasses, the guy with the glasses.
He was a big, big guy, real London geezer, blonde hair, said bosh a lot. he has been a Twitter sensation lately and actually met Ryland on a night out and had a video with Ryland where Ryland promised to go to this cafe at 5:30 the next morning and have chicken curry or whatever it was they were serving.
Yeah.
But he's doing these motivational videos now where basically sitting there with a huge steaming pile of plate and a cup of gravy or a cup of mustard in his hand, and he's telling you, go out, smash it, you can do this, not long till Christmas now, bosh. And then he just covers the thing in gravy or mustard and wallops it down. So I think for motivation and the fact he was on The Apprentice, he must have some business acumen. Let's get him in. And finally, you need a big enforcer, so just go with Rab Douglas. Hands like bin lids. He'll scare people. So that's my three wise men.
The first of my wise men is a man who's seen it all, a man who's been to cup finals, who's lifted trophies, been a manager, been an assistant, done a bit of everything, was at the Somme. It's Davie Weir, the oldest man in Scottish football. In addition as well, near a man who's seen a lot of the game, a lot down south, some abroad, some everywhere. Kind of looks like how you would imagine a wise man would look like. He's got very, very bald, a lot of facial hair, has a sort of wizened look about him. Gary Harkins for me. And finally, the third and final of my wise men is a man who his entire career was kind of based on a lie, and the base reason why he's known is for being a legend in the, of the Scottish game while not actually being one. So I've got Mark Kerr. And that takes us to our final do me a solid. So your nan has had a very tough year. Granddad passed away, and not only did it turn out he owed hundreds of thousands of pounds to the bookies and drug mules, it turns out he was also pumping the neighbour. Who are you putting at the top of the Christmas tree to cheer her up?
I've gone very unimaginative. Ali McCoist. If he can keep people entertained through World Cups held in Russia and Qatar with his esoteric facts about what's going on in the places in which he's commentating, he can probably keep her entertained from the top of the Christmas tree. And he's just such a positive guy. Don't worry about that money. You'll make it back. You won't, but you will. Don't worry about that neighbour. He would know exactly what to say to cheer her up.
Andy, who have you got? Oh, Andy, you've muted yourself somehow.
Oh, dearie me. That's a gaffe I've not made for a while. I thought about the same. But I've gone with John McGinn for similar reasons, but just as a positive figure within Scottish football and somebody that we kind of brightens up a day whenever you see him on social media or whatever else. I'll go for him. Actually, just as a side note to that, the amount of times I've had to Google something to do with Scottish footballer in a fair today, by the way, I was just looking back at my Google search. The amount of affairs I've looked at via the Daily Record and other tabloids today is slightly worrying. I'm kind of wondering, Kate will be thinking, when else going on after this? Because I've basically just Googled the gamut of affairs that have gone on over the last 20 years.
That's what Tony's search actually looks like the entire time. I went slightly differently on that. I've gone for the littlest person I could think of for the top of the tree. So little Lee Johnson will be the top of your grandma's Christmas tree. That just about rounds us off for the show. Gary is going to play us out with some music. But first of all, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for Gary and Andy for coming along and taking part in the annual Christmas podcast. Next year we might actually do it in person and get canned like we used to. So that sounds like an entirely positive way to do it. Thank you to all the listeners. I hope you've all had a great year, and thank you all for spending your time with us throughout the year. We do really appreciate it, and we hope to hear you listen to us next year as well. Hope you all have an absolutely magic Christmas, and we hope to be back soon. Gary, play the music.
So I unfortunately couldn't come up with the whole song. I say unfortunately, it's probably a good thing. I'll just give a few lines in spoken word before I get into the chorus, because this is as far as I got before I thought, just get to the chorus. So, aye, Tam Wright fired. Ayrshire fans in love with you. Don't play like an angel. you keep bad at bay. And then there's stuff that I couldn't fill in, and then you come to doom, doom, doom. The power, Alan, a force from Dublin, screening my goal. Airs on in the playoffs. You hate them like Bernie Madoff. Mark Depot, Akinyemi, make survival your goal.
Merry Christmas from me. A very Merry Christmas from me.
Green King.
I can't wait for the next time Frankie goes to Hollywood, come out live and go, like, we're just going to talk, we'll talk through our first couple of lines and then we'll just skip straight to the...
That's absolutely fine. Like, perfect. Still kicking a ball, fair play. As I say, Merry Christmas from me. Andy, say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Say Merry Christmas, Gary.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you all, and we'll see you, speak to you all soon.
Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.